Thanks, Barry.
Lee, how has life been for you over the last year? It's been a mad one.
Yeah, it's been a mad one. I think everyone can relate to that. And just particularly for myself, it's been ups and downs, but it's been nice to have a bit of a break as well. If you could use the time off in the right way, I suppose, just to mentally reset as well. So it's been up and down, but it's been okay at the same time. You know, I just tried to look at the bright side.
You have been one of the hurlers so that have enjoyed the break. You had a long spell of time off there last year, and plenty of hurlers seem to enjoy the time off.
Yeah, look, I think it is vital to have that bit of balance in your life also. You know, previous, let's say, years, you're back in training from the likes of December, and you're all the way through till you finish up in the championship, and that may be, you know, June, July, August, and then you're back with your clubs. So it's a long season to be just totally focused and zoned in. But I suppose last year in particular, with the time off before the hurling got going, and then afterwards, I suppose, because we were put out of the championship fairly early, there was a bit of time on the tail end as well to just kind of have a bit of a break. So the balance is needed too.
Good. How have you found training in COVID? You're probably used to it now at this stage.
Yeah, look, I quite enjoyed also just being in my own routine and your own, being on your own schedule, I suppose, and getting the work done when suited yourself. And, you know, it was obviously not ideal, and you're limited to what kind of work you can get done when you're on your own. But it still can be quite therapeutic as well when you get out and just get some stuff done and get your work done. You kind of get used to being on your own for a while, but you'd still always crave being back in that collective environment. And it was a long couple of months, but we're back now, and we're just excited to keep going. You know,
you just finished the league campaign. How do you feel at Winfrey?
Yeah, we're happy enough. We got a lot out of the league in terms of trying new guys, and just overall getting game time again. Like, it's been long. It was a long time since we got, you know, competitive games, and I think last year against Clear, I came on for a cameo of 15 minutes at the end. And it was just, that was my, like, I suppose the start of the league against Leash was my first competition since then. It was like 6 or 7 months ago. So long time. Like, I don't usually go that long without playing games. So it was just interesting. You'd be half worried as well. How am I going to get on? And, you know, hopefully I'll get out injury free as well at the end. I know these things are not very prominent in your head when you're coming into them, but these are kind of the elements that you face as well, kind of coming back into competition so soon after being, you know, just back collective training. And I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks later we were into competition. So there's a bit of a worrying factor in it, but it was very exciting to just get back.
I was just going to say, how do you feel personally when for you now that you were worried about it?
I suppose now that we're finished in the National League, I'm glad that I got over the injury free, that I didn't really pick up any serious knocks. You know, that I'm okay physically to go into championship. So I'm delighted that I came out with that side of it. And I think it's different. We didn't exactly have a long preseason this year to condition your body, I suppose, for the standard of hurling that you will be exposed to in the coming months. So the league was just a perfect opportunity to get up to speed, again, try new guys and just be just really kind of getting into the nitty gritty stuff now. And you can, as you can tell, coming in like the National League, we had some great games. You can tell a lot of teams are up to somewhat championship speed. So it's a quick turnaround now, and we only have a little over a week left to get ready.
Yeah, during the league, there probably was a bit of messy few weeks for Wexford GA, a lot of negativity around the COVID cases and all that drama with Clare GA. And were you as a player able to switch all of that off and ignore all that drama that was going on outside?
Honestly, I was. I didn't see much of it at all. I'd bump into some people in the local community, and they'd comment about it. You know, there's an awful lot of stuff going around about this and that. I actually hadn't a clue what they were talking about. I don't know how I managed to stay away from it, I suppose, but I did. Maybe it was a conscious thing as well, but I just don't read too much into things like that anymore. Just try to stay away from controversy and negativity. So I kind of did manage to dodge it a lot.
Well, I think it's important that you do, because sometimes if it gets into the camp at all and gets into your head, you're kind of screwed, to be honestly, isn't that it?
Yeah,
but speaking of staying away from all the negativity, and I've seen you do something really positive and really important recently, and it was that launch of the jersey for positive mental health to tackle your feelings. First of all, the jersey looks amazing, and jerseys wouldn't really bother me, but I did think this one was pretty slick looking. But what a really nice, important thing to do.
Yeah, of course. I think it's a fantastic initiative there from Wexford. And it's just great to have that represented on the back of the jersey as well, you know, for mental health reasons. And yeah, look, I think we can't do enough when it comes to that situation for people. So just delighted to have it there represented on the back of the jersey. And I think it's just great. It's a great move by Wexford, yeah.
Yeah, because some people can struggle. And I think with people like yourselves, you know, you're such role models that if someone even look up to you and realize that, you know, that they can speak out and they can talk to someone, you know, that's important as well.
Of course it's important. And look, as you just mentioned, their value, that people might look up to the role models and different things. And these role models also go through their daily lives and have issues and problems. And, you know, me for one, I'm very good at opening up and speaking about problems. I can't let it fester too long. And honestly, the moment I do opening out about something that is bothering me, it's just a release for me. And I can't encourage people enough to try and, you know, try and speak out about things that might be bothering them a little bit. Because at the end of the day, they're just problems, and you know, they can go away. And I think the more you open up and talk about them, the quicker they will move on, you know.
Yeah, what a lovely message. You did mention there isn't much of a turnaround now. You're out in the 26th against Laois. Do you mind the no break? I suppose you're only itching to get back into action, not that you have much.
Yeah, Lucas, again, in a normal year, I think you train for a couple of months, you get into a national league, and once the national league is finished, you go back to your club for a month, and you have maybe 2 or 3 weeks then to prepare, and then you go into championship, and there's a real championship feeling about it. And I suppose this year is very different. It was back to training 2 or 3 weeks into the National League of 5 weeks in a row or whatever it might be, and then you get 2 weeks off and straight into the championship. And I think as a player, it's really exciting to just be able to stay focused in the one, in just in that one environment for now. And I think the quick turnaround is something that people will be really looking forward to also. So we're just looking forward to the 26th against Laois, and I think it's gonna be a great game.
Brilliant. You will be without the main man in the sideline, as he is serving a ban for an altercation, I suppose. But what's it like without him on the sideline? I mean, there's been umpteen times that you wouldn't have had them there now.
Yeah, well, look, we have experienced it before. And we know what Davey wants from us. So be that in an attitude term, or just in terms of the way he wants to play or how he wants to conduct ourselves, we know exactly what he wants. So Lucas, obviously he'd be missed there, but like I said, we know what he wants, so we'll just go out and try and perform to our best to satisfy him as well.
Yeah, let's talk about Davey for a minute. I mean, he's obviously an extremely passionate man, and that's where he gets, you know, that's why he gets so excited on the sideline. And do you take any notice while you're playing?
For me, probably at times you might notice it. Sometimes you're probably just consumed with your own thoughts or whatever, you're in the game, and you might notice a whole lot after he shouts your name. But I mean, you know, there's so much going on in the game, Valerie, that you just have to be focused and tuned in, and you can't be too conscious of what's going on the sideline. Davey just tries to get his end right on the sideline and organise that in different places and around and just do his thing. Like, and it's why he's so good as well, because he sees things that other people don't. So, and he's just, yes, look, you mentioned that he's very passionate. And look, sometimes it can come, like, it can be seen in a way to fans or whatever as being, you know, trying to, you know, get under their skin. But I mean, it's just the way he is, and like, it's infectious for us. And I'll be honest, I think regardless, I think both sets of fans on any given day of the hurling game just love him. Like, they love the passion that he shows. So we'd be delighted to have him, obviously, on the sideline. But unfortunately it's the way it is, but we know what he wants, so we'll keep going forward.
The players and the people of Wexford, you know, I think they have a lot of respect and time for him. And why do you think that is?
I think it's because he gives so much back. You know, he gives so much back, Father, that a lot of people on the outside might not notice or see. He really has immersed himself in the Wexford community and into the Wexford people. And just like I said, things that people don't see, the amount of time he gives to the children, the amount of time he gives to the public. Look, at often we'd have kids coming into training that might be in someone fortunate positions with illness or mental issues. And, you know, when he brings them into training to us, to meet us and different things, he shows them so much time, so much respect. And for ourselves as well, it's about showing us that, you know, it's just a game of hurling. There's so many other bigger problems that are out there. And these people are, you know, we talk about every day we go out that we want to fight for this and that. And we want to, you know, do everyone proud and do our families proud. And when he brings, I suppose, children in like that to us, you know, they're the real fighters. They're the ones that are really the inspiration. And yeah, we get a lot out of it. So it's just the stuff that he does that's off screen, that's off script, is that's why I think people love him so much.
Yeah, in fairness, no, I've great time for Davy, to be fair to him. But plenty of people over the last few weeks, there's kind of been a negative light shone on hurling over the last couple of weeks about it being changed, and it's kind of changed over the years. Have you noticed any change, or what's your thoughts on this?
Well, look, I obviously have noticed that there has been change in the game, that it has evolved, but in my opinion, it's evolved in a positive way. I think it's evolved in a manner that you get to see the skills of individuals that are off the charts, I suppose, around the country. And I struggle to see the point of view that people like to look at it in a negative way, because I just think the game that we have right now, it's never been any better. And yeah, I think it's the game is so exciting now. Obviously, it was always an exciting game to watch, but I find now, obviously, it's not right coming from me, because I'm involved in the game myself and I love playing it that way. I'm struggling to see it from a fan point of view, where they might get as much of a kick out of it. But I mean, I just think the game is in a great position. And I just think there's so many competing teams nowadays as well that makes the championship so exciting.
Speaking of the fans, you'd be delighted to have them back.
Oh, of course. You know, it's not the same without them, but I suppose because we're hit with this situation, you just have to, you know, adjust your mind and your preparation and you're visualizing. You have to visualize now going into a stadium and that it's empty. Well, it's good. The weekend we had 200 extra park, which we take it. You know, it was brilliant to have a few fans back. So, but yeah, look at it. It is. We missed them obviously a lot, and look at the GAA means an awful lot to the communities around Ireland. It's huge, and I think once the floodgates open, I think everyone will be the better for it too. You know,
what are the hopes for Wexford in the championship this year, Lee?
Yeah, well, look, we just have one game on our mind now, so at the moment, and that's on the 26th against Laois. And look, at I again, we played Laois in the National League. It was our first game out. It was their first game out, and hard to take anything from the first game, you know, in so many months. So, look, it's going to be a big challenge and big battle. And yeah, look, it's just one we're really looking forward to getting back into championship and, you know, put ourselves out there and give it everything that we have.
Brilliant. That's great. Thank you so much for talking to us today. You are here to talk about Centra, because they have launched a great competition on all their social media channels about how important the community has been throughout over the last year. So you can submit why your community is important to you, and there's loads of amazing prizes that you can win.
Yeah, it's a great approach. I think, you know, just to share things that are important to you in your locality. And yeah, I think it's something that everyone, I'd encourage everyone to get involved in, because, you know, be proud of where you're from, and obviously community is everything. So I just think it's a great competition to be involved in.
Brilliant, Lee. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck for the championship. All right.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks very much.